Hello, everybody, and welcome in to All Sports with Doug and Douglas. I am your host, Douglas Brashear. A lot of big NFL news this last week with the start of free agency. We will get to that very, very soon. I also have a special announcement in the coming weeks. So I want to say thank you all for tuning in today, and we'll get right into the podcast after this message. Hello, everybody, and welcome into All Sports with Doug and Douglas. I'm your host, Douglas Brashear, here with my father, Doug Brashear. How are you doing tonight, Pops?
Not too bad, not too bad.
So, it's been about 7 days now since the last podcast, and free agency was in full effect. We have a lot to cover. Without giving anything away, any thoughts on free agency so far?
Well, for my team, I don't think they've done enough.
Sure.
Yeah, but, you know, it's whatever. Maybe we'll do something later.
Yeah, hey.
Maybe we'll score in the draft. I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely a chance for it. And the start of the legal tampering period, I was furious with my team, and then it is all gone now. It is nothing but smiles.
Yeah.
And we will get into that in a minute. But on the subject of your team, let's go. Christian Kirk gets a massive deal from the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's one of the top 10 highest paid wide receivers in the NFL right now.
Yeah, and you know, I would have rather kept him, but
yeah.
I would have never paid him what they were going to.
No, they are paying people at a premium at wide receiver right now. Kirk's a good wide receiver, a good number two receiver.
Yeah, I would never take anything away from him. Yeah. $20 mil a year? No.
Not worth that. He's just not. He's just not. You did get to keep James Conner on a 3-year $21 million deal with the possibility of it going up to 25.5, and that's good.
Right. Yeah, I was glad we kept him.
Yeah, James Conner needed to be kept. He 18 touchdowns. Come on.
Yeah.
That's he was when Hopkins was out, when Kirk wasn't doing much, when Kyler was off. James Conner was consistent.
Steady.
Yeah. And that's what you need.
Steady. Yep.
Now former Arizona Cardinal, current Miami Dolphin, running back Chase Edmonds, 2-year, $12.6 million deal in Miami.
Yeah.
I would have liked to see you guys keep both of them, but Chase Edmonds going to get a good chance there in Miami. He's going to, and for 12.6, it's hard to justify it for a backup.
Yeah.
To get 6.3 a year.
I hope that he has a lot of success in Miami.
Yep.
It would have been nice to be able to keep them both, but I understand.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not mad at him.
No, and I think you kept the right one.
Yeah.
Definitely think you kept the right one. Former Cardinal and now former Panther, Hassan Reddick. Signs with the Eagles, 3 years, $45 million, so he gets paid now. Hassan Reddick had a great last season for Arizona, and then I believe they traded him to Carolina at the start of last year. I think he wound up with 10.5 sacks or something like that last year.
Yeah.
So the last 2 years have been very productive for Hassan Reddick, and now he gets his payday.
Yeah.
So good on him. I always liked Hassan Reddick.
Me too.
Yeah. Wish you guys could have him.
And the other guy that we're eventually going to talk about.
Yep. For sure. We will. The Browns, big moves. They cut Jarvis Landry. traded for Amari Cooper, which we covered in the last episode, and now they are the Deshaun Watson-led Cleveland Browns. The Texans traded Deshaun Watson and a fifth-round pick to the Cleveland Browns for three first-round picks from 2022 to 2024, a third-round pick in 23, and a fourth-round pick in 24.
Man, they gave up a lot to get him.
Yeah, they did. And their exact words, Cleveland's, was, "We need an adult at quarterback." So Deshaun Watson says, yeah, Cleveland's out of the running. Baker Mayfield asked for a trade. Cleveland says no. Then Deshaun Watson picks Cleveland. And now this deal is done, and now they're looking to shop Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I think they just sent today, the 19th, as we speak, Cleveland sent Case Keenum to Buffalo to back up Josh Allen. So
yeah,
I think as of right now, it's just Deshaun Watson and Baker Mayfield, but Baker will definitely be gone before, well, I'd say in the next week, Baker Mayfield will be gone.
I'll be surprised if we don't see him in Indianapolis.
I think that's the best spot for him. I don't think Baker would be good in New Orleans or Carolina, but I think at this point, Carolina probably roll with Sam Darnold. They'll probably draft a quarterback for sure, but they'll probably roll with Sam Darnold. New Orleans will do something to bring back Winston, or they'll start Taysom Hill, who I don't think is a good quarterback, but whatever. And Indy is built to win right now. Great defense, good offensive line. They need another receiver, but they have an MVP running the football there. So I think if Baker wants to win, Indy is the place to go.
Yeah. And he'll probably get to play Browns too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just love it when teams do their players like that. I love it when the very next season, that player gets a chance to spark their ass.
Yeah. Carson Wentz goes back to Indianapolis this year. Deshaun Watson will play the Texans in Houston this year.
Yeah.
A lot of big quote unquote revenge games going to be happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
As of today, the 19th, the Rams trade Robert Woods, wide receiver, to the Titans for a 2023 sixth round pick. So the Rams get out from under Woods' contract. The Titans replace Julio Jones, essentially, who was released. And they'll eat that contract to have him and A.J. Brown together.
Dude, I'm going to tell you something. Releasing Julio Jones, I don't sit right with me.
It's crazy.
I mean, the guy has one season for you.
Yeah.
And it's not like Julio was ever, like, I don't think he's ever, like, had a prolonged injury like he had this last year.
Right.
I mean, he's not built big. There's always a chance he's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
To only ride with him for one season and then just cut him.
I
can tell you right now. I'll tell you right now. I'd be happy with him on my squad.
Oh yeah. Listen, I don't know what I would do if the Raiders went out and got Julio Jones.
Yeah.
On top of the other guy.
And that other guy.
And Hunter Renfro, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs.
Holy shit.
Oh, good Lord have mercy. We'll get to that really, really soon.
If you pick up Julio Jones, you might just go ahead and start printing the tickets.
Yeah, I'll go buy one right now. Go buy my Super Bowl ticket right now. So we'll go through a few of these real quick. Mitchell Trubisky, new quarterback for the Steelers. He got a 2-year deal. Upside with Trubisky, under Tomlin's tutelage, hopefully he'll be good there.
That could be a good fit.
Yeah, I think so. I think it could work. Juju Smith-Schuster signed with the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. I like Juju, but now I don't. Emmanuel Ogba, defensive end. He got 4 years, $65 million from Miami, so he got paid. And then...
what about this Ezekiel guy that the Cardinals signed, the Arizona signed? You know anything about him?
Ezekiel. I don't
remember the last name now. I think he was a middle linebacker or outside linebacker.
I don't off the top of my head, but I will definitely look it up.
I'm driving. I'm driving or I have to look it up.
Right.
I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. Well.
I think so.
Hopefully he's solid. I'll look that up here in just a second. Larry Ogunjobi. Signed with the Bears 3 years, $40.5 million. That is now revoked. He failed his physical. He had just had a foot surgery. So now he is back in the free agent market. And then J.C. Jackson, cornerback for the Patriots, wound up signing with the Chiefs or with the Chargers. He got paid. Khalil Mack got traded from the Bears to the Chargers. So, Max in the West again. He gets to play the Raiders twice a year again. Or now, which is a bummer.
Yeah.
And then Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle for the Eagles, got released and now signed a one-year deal back with Philly. So, he gets to – he didn't want to leave Philly, so he gets to stay there now.
Yeah.
All right. Now I'll go through the – three big Raiders acquisitions.
Good
and gloat. Yeah, well, listen. I'll start with the one that happened second.
Okay.
So, the Raiders trade defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, solid defensive end, to the Colts for cornerback Rakusin. Straight up, player for player.
Yeah.
The Raiders get a corner, which we desperately need.
Yeah.
And the Colts get a guy who averages 10 sacks a year every year.
Yeah.
Now, Yannick Ngakoue, who I would have loved to be a Raider for the rest of his career, is going on his fifth team in the last 20 months. Which,
ain't that crazy?
For a player of his caliber, is insane.
Yeah.
Completely insane. Now, the Raiders did that, trade Yannick Ngakoue, because we signed defensive end Chandler Jones. 3 years, $51 million. What a stud.
Yeah.
Now, I understand this hurts you.
Yeah. In the worst way.
But I'm really happy he's a Raider, and apparently he's happy he's a Raider. I watched this press conference. I don't know if you ever got a chance to watch it, but
yeah, I did.
Well spoken. Loves Max Crosby, which is awesome for me. And that's going to be a dynamic defense.
Yeah, if everybody stays healthy there.
Yeah.
Like I said, they might start printing the tickets.
Yeah. Chandler Jones, and I quote, "Russell thought he could get away from me, and now I'm here." He sacks Russell Wilson a lot. He's looking forward to doing some more of it.
Yeah.
And then the blockbuster. The big one. The one that I didn't even know happened. You called me while I was outside playing with the kids. We're on our way back inside. You called and said, "Did you see what just happened?" And I said, "Fuck no, hold on." Because I still have all my notifications turned off, because there was a point in time where I might not have been home to see the start of the game, or I might have to miss a portion of it. And I don't want anything going over my phone. The Las Vegas Raiders trade a 2022 first round pick and a 2022 second round pick. to the Green Bay Packers for wide receiver, all-around stud, Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Adams signs a 5-year, $141 million contract. His cap hit this year is only $8 million, I believe, but he will be averaging $28.25 million a year through the contract.
Yeah. With a move, with those last two moves, I think the Raiders are being pretty upfront about they want to win.
Yeah, it's go time now.
Yeah. It's going to be the next couple of years are going to be all or nothing.
Yeah. New GM, yeah. Dave Ziegler, new head coach, Josh McDaniels.
Yeah.
Doing stuff that Bill Belichick wouldn't do.
Yeah.
And that spends some money.
Well, and here's the deal. I just hope if you get some injuries and things don't go as you would expect them to go in the first year, I hope they don't just throw in the towel there.
Right.
Let this thing play out.
Yeah.
Because I think in the end, you're going to be happy with the results in the end, I think.
Yeah, I do too. I know they're working on Derek Carr's extension right now because I think it's pretty – and I posted a hype video on Facebook with Derek Carr and Davante Adams all through their careers and being together and whatnot. Davante Adams doesn't accept this trade if Derek Carr is not going to for sure be his quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think they get an extension done for Carr in the next week or two. I think then they get Renfro's extension done in the next week or two, because we've still got – we're about to have an additional $18 million June 1st after we officially – get rid of the cap hits for Carl Nassib and Corey Littleton.
Yeah.
And then I think we extend Carr, we extend Renfro. I think Darren Waller gets a bump in pay because he's earned it. Give him an extra 2 years or 3 years on the end of his contract for some real money.
Yeah.
We just locked up Max Crosby. All the core guys are locked up right now.
To me, you would think that's got to be a good feeling.
Yeah. Oh, listen,
you feel a little bit more stable.
21 years of constantly losing. Now, the last 3 or 4 years, last year was 10-8, and then the 2 years before that were 500 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
But it never really felt like we were all the way back, or that we were really starting to build something.
Yeah, when Gruden came back, though, I started feeling like they had turned the corner.
Oh, yeah. There was excitement in the air.
Yeah.
I was all about John Gruden coming back. He said what he said. We don't have to get into it, but he's no longer there. Richie Bisaccia did a hell of a job.
Yep.
Got to the playoffs, lost to the Bengals. Bengals went to the Super Bowl, so it's not all bad. But Josh McDaniels coming in, hopefully he's grown and learned a lot from his last stint as a head coach in Denver and then going back and sitting under the learning tree for a few more years there with Belichick. I think he's ready. This year has to be a winner. The AFC West is stacked, but
it is, man. It is. I was about to say AFC West has turned into my division in the NFC.
It's the best.
Every team there is now potential playoff team.
Yeah, if there could be four teams go in one division, I fully expect all four teams in the West to be over 500.
Yeah,
and only a max of three can go. Sorry, Denver. it's not your time yet.
That Russell Wilson's team that he left will probably be the only ones that don't make it in ours.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I don't think Seattle go. I had heard rumors that Green Bay was inquiring about DK Metcalf. That would be scary. That would be scary. And then that's Seattle just throwing in the towel at that point.
Yeah, they're
that's
just some
done.
Saying we're going to start over with this whole thing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. That's them saying, you know what? Everybody's gone. We'll see you guys in a little bit. We'll see. We're going to be bad for the next 3-4 years, guys, but don't worry. We'll get it turned around. But
I hate it when teams do that.
I do too.
Like, just let everybody go on wholesale, and it's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, because now you have nothing to build around. There's no foundation. Huh. There's no culture. There's no nothing there now.
Yeah.
Now it becomes a complete rebuild, and it's going to take, I mean, it's going to, on a complete fire sale, you know, it's going to take 4 years before you're even kind of relevant again now, unless you just hit on superstars.
Yeah, and that doesn't always happen.
No. No, it does not.
I mean, I've seen teams like the Eagles through drafting and free agency spend a ton of money and not even make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's you're playing with fire.
Yep.
When you just up and cut everybody loose.
Yeah, we'll see. And then you get teams on the opposite end of that as far as spending all that money and then not making the playoffs. You know, the Giants had like the third lowest salary cap. Like, they were over the salary cap by like $14 million. They won like 4 games this year. So they spent all that money, overpaid everybody, and still only won 4 games.
Yeah, and then to be shopping your running back.
Yeah. Arguably when
1 year.
Yeah.
1 year after having a catastrophic knee injury.
Yeah. If
come on, man, give the guy a chance.
Yeah, cuz if they trade Barkley, he is going to be a Hall of Famer for someone if he can stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, and I believe he will.
Yeah, I think that was just.
Yeah, he's super young. So
yeah, he just had a bad run, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think he is done by any means.
I definitely seen he played very tentative last year.
Yeah, for sure.
He did. He didn't play full speed.
No, he didn't.
But I look for that to change this year.
Yeah, I think regardless of how their season turns out, I think Barkley will shine. And if they're still under 500, then maybe, you know, you go ahead and get them in a winning system. Do right by them. No matter what you do, at least do right by them. Yeah. Don't send them to Houston or anything.
Yeah.
You know, don't punish the guy.
Yeah.
But, all right, well, listen. The last little bit of news before we have to head out. We're pretty close on time.
Okay.
The Rams extend Matthew Stafford for 4 years, $160 million with $135 million guaranteed, effectively securing the fact that Matthew Stafford will retire with the Rams.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't blame him for doing that.
I don't either.
I mean, the guy, and to me, I mean, I really didn't want him to win the Super Bowl because, you know,
for obvious reasons,
my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they throttled the Cardinals in the playoffs, and, you know, that leaves a bad taste in your mouth. But, you know, out of all the quarterbacks, and we talked about it before, that deserved an ending like what he's going to have. Los Angeles, you know.
He
deserves that.
He does, because he spent so many years in Detroit with ownership that just seriously, it just seemed like they didn't care whether they won or lost. Now they went through head coaches.
Like a tax write-off.
Yeah, they went through head coaches like they cared, but like for like a 5-year period, they did nothing. It was just Stafford and Calvin Johnson, and that was it.
Yeah.
You know, and Matthew Stafford is too good a quarterback. Calvin Johnson was too good a wide receiver to win 5 or 6 games a year, every year.
Yeah.
I think he made the playoffs once, didn't win. I don't think he got back.
would have been cool to see him and Stafford in on the Rams.
If now Calvin Johnson retired early, mostly because, I mean, it's fucking Detroit. What are you going to do? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, if Calvin was still there, if he could have been on that Rams team with him, it'd have been so awesome for the both of them.
Yeah.
For the both of them. And I know the Rams are a division rival and, you know, fuck the Rams essentially as a Cardinal fan that you are, but everybody likes Matthew Stafford. He deserves a winner.
Yeah.
And he got one now. So,
yeah.
You know, he can not get another one. Right. For the betterment of you. But he got his. He finally got his one, and that should cement him because he's got all the numbers in the world to be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He just played on a lot of bad Detroit teams.
Right.
So good on him. I think in the next podcast we'll go ahead and go over in a more detailed manner the Las Vegas Raiders and the Arizona Cardinals. Get to the bottom of all the free agent signings. I know your GM got a nice contract. I know Kingsbury got a nice contract.
Yeah.
D-Hop's still making $26 million a year. So,
yeah.
Pay Kyler Murray now that Deshaun Watson's gone.
Yeah.
They're going to pay him.
Yeah, they're going to pay him, and I hope everything works out for the best.
I do too, because Kyler's a stud. He's just you got to hope that the rumors about him being a poor leader and a bad teammate are false, and that you know, hopefully, maybe on a rare occasion, the guy gets paid and then gets really motivated.
Yeah.
Now he feels like he has that security. Now he can go just cut it loose.
Yeah.
And reach full potential. Because Kyler Murray's taking a step forward every year. No one's doubting his talent. Does underthrow some people from time to time, and we've discussed that.
But
overall, you're a better team with him than you are without him. Even though Colt McCoy shined for a little bit, and y'all got him back, so that's good.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. All right, well, listen. I want to thank you all for sticking around with us and listening to this episode. And until next time, I am Douglas Brashear here with my father, Doug Brashear.
Yes, sir.
And we will see you guys later. We now have the ability to make t-shirts. Email allsportswithdougandouglas@gmail.com to order yours today.